What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into Truth is Scary's The Red Pill Podcast with Joseph Peterson and Kevin Sabo of Kev Rock Entertainment. We got a lot to talk about today. It's been a long week. We all been through some shit these past couple weeks, but let's get right down to what we were talking about before we got on the air here. We've always talked about how truthers... No, it's still going. We still always talked about how truthers have been targeted and how people that are doing what we're doing on the internet, their sites are going to be taken down and there's going to be essentially no more truth movement on the internet. Now,
right.
Truth is Scary's been taken down a couple times.
Twice.
You know, I don't want to jinx it, but it was never anything that wasn't, you know, repairable at the end of the day, and no one ever...
But there was mysterious...
It's always very mysterious, but at the end of the day, it never seemed to be something that was permanent damage to anybody who was doing what we're doing.
Who knows? They could have thrown cookies in there, but yeah.
But now it seems like it's really going down, and like you see it's going to start, like we were talking about, with the top
guys.
Did
you hear about Twitter and all what they're doing?
I don't really stay as tuned into Twitter, but who's talking on Twitter
that Twitter
they're trying to shut up?
Now going to an algorithmic method. In other words, they're following Facebook's lead. So the good thing about Twitter was it was in real time. So you just had your timeline, and whoever you followed, you followed. And if you had if you were following 1,000 people, then you had 1,000 people in your timeline. You had to sort through and find out who you wanted. You know what I mean? So now what they're doing is they're going to sort it the same way as Facebook. So they're going to decide what you're interested in now and what tweets you should see.
No kidding.
People are leaving Facebook Twitter like crazy. But here's the other thing. They have also put together a committee, a political correctness committee, to censor offensive tweets.
And see, offensive seems to be anything that's true.
Right.
Basically, the bottom line.
Right. This is the death of Twitter. It is the absolute death of Twitter. I don't even pay attention to fucking Twitter.
But
the only thing I use Twitter for is this. I put all our posts up there, but sooner or later, they're going to start, especially now with this algorithm, they'll start hiding it from people.
Right.
So all I have like 50,000 followers on Twitter, right?
Exactly.
Only a certain amount of them, now, right now, all of them can see my posts. Sooner or later, when they put this new algorithm in, only the people they decide to see my posts will be able to see them.
Exactly.
So it's going to fuck my business, and they're going to try and charge people.
Exactly, but you see the way they're going to take down the top guys first. Now, you said you think they'll probably go after Alex Jones. Alex Jones has been at this for so long, and the internet's always been his platform, so I'd be surprised to see it go down, but David Icke is being hit with serious threats right now.
Because he's in Europe.
Well, he's getting ready to go on a worldwide wake-up tour. 2016, right. He's going to be going everywhere because this is a crucial year. It's a crucial time, and they're targeting him hard right now. He's almost at a million followers on Facebook, and they're telling him, like, this is it now. He's posting the screenshots of what they've sent him. They're saying it's...
What do they send him? I haven't paid attention. I'm on his...
Screenshots say...
I'm on his Facebook page, but of course, Facebook decides I shouldn't see his posts.
Exactly, and Facebook has basically said to him, it's going down right now. You know, he's at almost 800,000 Facebook subscribers. So soon he's going to be at a million. He has always been one of the biggest guys in the alternative media. And now at this point, they're sending him messages that are just saying this is offensive material. Facebook's not going to tolerate it. And they've threatened to take his entire Facebook page down. So now it's the preparedness. He's saying when this gets taken down, just go directly to my website. But who knows how longer that will stay up. But
yeah,
he's letting everybody know, not only is this against our freedom of speech. That's the most important thing. The bottom line is I should be able to say whatever the hell I want on any platform, on the internet, on the telephone, anywhere. That's the first problem. It's going against freedom of speech. You know what I mean? But then the next thing is that, you know, people tell me from time to time, I'm sure you've heard it, oh, you're crazy. This is just crazy shit. It's not true. Well, if it's not true and it's crazy shit, why don't you let somebody sit there and make a fool out of themselves on the internet with 800,000 subscribers on Facebook?
Yeah.
Why don't you let, oh, here's another crazy motherfucker, David Icke. Here's another crazy dude,
they
Kevin
do.
Sabo. Take a look at him. But now it seems like they're not going to allow them to serve as the example for going against the system. They're just going to take them down.
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
But you know how I say they used to stand as the example? Like, they used to let these guys on mainstream TV to make a fool out of conspiracy theories.
Right. But now they're becoming dangerous because people are listening to them.
So I guess it's just that time where there's enough people listening. Almost a million followers on Facebook for him.
But I mean, there's a lot of sites with over a million
followers.
That's
what I was saying. Alex Jones already surpassed him in that. And I don't know if he's ever been taken down.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Icke is in Europe. Okay? They don't purport freedom of fucking speech. France just put in a freaking censorship thing right in their constitution. So he's in Europe. His fucking website is hosted in Europe somewhere. They're different, dude. They don't care. They'll go after him. I heard Australia has like fucking banned him from trying to get into the big arena down there. So I mean, yeah, he's in Europe, so it's a little bit different. They're going to fuck with him a little more, and they're not as, you don't see them saying freedom of speech over there. They don't have the same constitution we do. So even countries like France is putting in draconian shit right now. I mean, the UK has always been about censorship and shit like that. So you got to just understand that's the difference. But sooner or later, they start with David Icke, and then they'll start going after everybody.
Well, yeah. Well, like I said, Alex Jones has been past him as far as followership for a
long
time.
Lots of sites have.
Yeah, and they never got fucked with until this time, like you said, because it just seems like now is the time where we can't have as much truth as we've had out there in almost the mainstream at this point, the way it's coming out. And the way we talked about since this podcast started, before it started, I didn't see as many things hit the trending topics on Twitter and Facebook. It was all just, if you knew people who were conspiracy nuts or conscious or whatever you want to call it, truth seekers, you would see them discussing it in certain groups on Facebook. But then it was coming out 9/11 stuff in the top trending topics on Facebook. So you knew that people who weren't considered to be these crazies were
finding out about it.
And I guess that's where the problem came in. But the interesting thing is, if you think about it, and George Carlin made me think of this, it's almost like media took our freedom of speech a long time ago and we called it censorship and never really thought about the fact that that's also taking away our freedom of speech.
Yeah,
that we can't come on the air and say what we want. We could do it on this platform, of course, but if we went on regular radio, can't curse, you can't do this and this and that because people will be offended. And long time ago, we got rid of the idea that you could just turn the radio station, you can turn the television station.
Nope, right.
You don't have to listen to it. It's you have to listen to it and make sure you like what you're hearing. And that was a big part of taking away our freedom of speech. But now it's coming down to a more literal situation where it's someone literally trying to tell you something and you could see that nobody wants it to be heard.
All political correctness, all a lot of bullshit, but it's all 1984 getting us ready for the New World Order. Dude, it's if people are watching what's going on out there in the world right now, this internet, this censorship of truth is just one piece of the puzzle. You know what I mean? Look at what happened right now in the Supreme Court, the Justice Scalia found dead, right? This guy was 79 years old. He was in perfect health. Never had any incidents of any problems. All of a sudden, he dies in his sleep. Now, no autopsy. They embalmed him right away, and he's already lying in state today. They're showing his body today. There are reports now that he was found with a pillow over his head, that the guy who, apparently he was at a weekend retreat or something, and the person who gave him it as a gift had business before the Supreme Court. And apparently this Justice Scalia was very much opposed to Obamacare and a lot of the different things that they wanted to put through for this New World Order.
A lot of people who have been all against these same things have been dropping dead recently or committing suicide, apparently.
Yes, suicide, right. So his death is suspicious, okay, for those in the know. Even guys like Drudge Report, mainstreamer type people are questioning. Even Washington Post put a little questioning thing on there on his death and how it happened.
The Washington Post.
Yes. So it's main truth is coming out to the mainstream and they are getting scared. Donald Trump. Did you see what he did at the debates about 9/11?
I didn't get a chance to watch.
Dude,
it
he went truther on Jeb Bush.
Holy
so
fuck.
He's made 9/11 now a big topic again. Well, and people are starting to Google it and they're finding the shit that we found years ago. Mainstream people who are watching these debates. Because now you know if you Google 9/11 what comes up. A lot of truth or shit. Right?
Yeah. I guess that could be expected from him. He said that Obama and Hillary Clinton created ISIS. Not quite correct, but leaning in the right direction.
Leaning in the right direction. Right. So you look at it. All this is coming out into the mainstream right now.
And people cheer for it at his rallies. They don't sit there in awe. Holy shit, he just said that. They fucking go nuts.
Yeah.
It's not shocking anymore.
No, it's not shocking anymore. And that's why he's ahead in the polls. I mean, like I've said before, he would make a terrible president. But it would be better than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And I think that common sense takes over in certain areas where some things are just too unbelievable. I mean, some of these suicide reports of people who are anti-vaccination and in a good position to
holistic
make a stance
doctors
it.
Dropping dead left and right. I think I saw like 49.
Yeah. Yes.
49 opposed. 49 doctors over the past year have died under mysterious circumstances. All holistic, anti-vax, anti-GMO. All these people who are out there trying to bring alternative methods.
And the ones who are supposedly, the ones who have supposedly committed suicide, some of the stories, I think, are really just becoming too unbelievable to where common sense is going to kick in. Like they said, I found a guy who was in a good position to be taking a stance against whatever exactly he was. I think he might have been a holistic doctor. The point is, he was in a good position where he was going to be heard in his stance against anti-vaccination. And it, well, in his stance against vaccinations, he's anti-vaccination. And he was found dead. He committed suicide, shot himself with a gun directly in the chest. That was his choice of suicide.
No, I wouldn't do it that way if I was going to kill myself, right?
Yeah, like I think. It gets to a point where it's like, who gets shot in the chest but people who are aimed a gun at them?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just too obvious. I mean, there's been tons of suicides that where the shot was in the back of the head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you read 1984, they said that's always how it ends, with the bullet to the back of the head.
I mean, but it just seems like there's no effort in these plots anymore. You come and shoot someone in the head or shoot them in the chest and you go, oh, yeah, this is a shame they took their life. Like, how about fucking hang them from the ceiling or something? Not to get graphic or nothing, but, you know, it's not even believable anymore.
No. Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. And less and less people are buying into it, I think.
Yeah, because some of it is so unbelievable. I think it honestly, as stupid as, you know, the sheeple can be, I think it kind of goes past the sheeple mentality sometimes when it's that unbelievable.
They've gotten real blatant, dude. Real fucking blatant with everything. Everything's out in the open nowadays. They don't care anymore. The music business is fucking crazy. Crazy. I didn't watch the Grammy Awards, but I saw the fucking winners. And I'm like, what is this garbage that people are voting for?
Same dude. Old shit.
Oh, worse. Worse. Dude, I saw this group called Ghost. And they are like, they won the Grammys for metal, right? And they're wearing fucking devil masks. I mean, it's like the whole Luciferian doctrine is just putting itself forth right in front of everybody's fucking face.
Yeah.
Rihanna's new album is called Antichrist. And if you look at the cover, look at the video, it's all about that shit. And David Icke is right. I believe 2016 is a huge fucking year.
It seems like it already. We're not even 3 months in.
Huge.
Like, this seems like the 2016 I've heard about that, yeah. I would see unfold.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know, they like distracting us with Justice Scalia and this big fight with the Republicans and the Democrats, which is all a bunch of bullshit. You know, they're going to get their way, and Obama's going to put in some fucking liberal judge that's going to vote for everything that they want. You know, there's war going on in Syria, but yet everybody's worried about a stupid Zika virus. And here's another thing.
That's still going on?
The Zika virus, mainstream is not reporting that it is not caused by the mosquitoes. It's caused by the thing that Monsanto, the larvicide that Monsanto sent over there to kill the mosquitoes. So the mosquitoes aren't causing the virus. It's the fucking larvicide that they're using. It was a Monsanto chemical that caused the Zika virus.
See, that's the other thing that we talked
about.
Which
we talked about,
like,
already.
Like, later last year, as we were getting ready for 2016, that was one of the biggest things that we talked about that started coming into the mainstream and was, like, shocking at first. But now it's almost, like, commonplace. It's like, that seemed to be the first thing because... It didn't so much tap into the conspiracy theorist or the truther or the consciousness in people. I mean, not to say that far, but as far as just it got to people who were all about their diets first. It got to health fanatics first.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it was coming from a place more of like a health fanatic could jump on it, dive into a little conspiracy and not even realize he's diving into that area of becoming a conspiracy person.
Yeah.
But they're just concerned about their health and they find out that there's shit in food that isn't good for you, which we already knew.
Right.
That's the bottom line, is that I look at conspiracies, so-called, and it usually starts with a simple sentence from your parents. Oh, TV's no good for you. Oh, you know, this junk food's no good for you. It's just,
right.
It's just, so it's something we already knew. Most of the food we eat isn't good for us.
Right.
But it's once they saw how deep it went, and suddenly it would, like I said, I really feel like it took off with health fanatics first, and then it was all over the mainstream.
All over.
So now for something to come out about Monsanto, it's commonplace now. It doesn't seem like it's shocking any longer.
I don't even think people are fazed by this Zika virus.
I don't know anybody.
I don't see anybody who's panicking, running around, worrying about getting a Zika vaccine.
Everybody that I knew was paranoid about Ebola. Not one person has brought up the Zika virus to me, and I haven't heard about it.
I mean, how many viruses are they going to have? Every fucking year, it's a new virus. Swine flu, Zika, fucking Ebola, this, that, the other thing. Tired of it.
Did I post that list to
yeah,
the site?
Yeah, I saw every it. Every year, there's a different one.
One specific tactic to greatly focus on among all the others each year.
Yep, and then how they different transmitted it. 1 year is chickens, mosquitoes, this, that. West Nile was, they went back to mosquitoes.
Yeah.
You know, they're always using different forms how this virus transmits itself.
Yeah.
So they go back to the old standby mosquitoes. Because remember, it was West Nile virus, remember?
Yeah.
Big one, right?
And I feel like my generation has gotten its full capacity of hoaxes, you know, whereas your generation, like my parents would always say, oh, we've lived through end of the world scenarios before. The world is going to end in 2012. It was supposed to end so many times, 2000 back in the day, and it never did. And I think that people my age, 20 now, have already seen all of that within the past decade. We had Ebola, we had swine flu, we had this and this and that, and we're all still here. And that's something that we would tell to younger people. If my younger brother was like, oh, I'm scared of the Zika virus, I'd be like, yo, and you don't remember all this other shit. You know what? No, fuck it. Even he's lived through it.
Yeah, but I've lived through it too. I mean, they used to do that shit back in the day.
Yeah.
There's always been some disease or virus to fight that you need a vaccination for.
Yeah.
Some of it real, some of it's not, but did they create it anyway?
Right.
You know, you start to wonder, right? Remember what they did back to the Indians, the Native Americans, I'm sorry, back in the day where they gave them the blankets infected with smallpox?
Oh, shit, that's right.
So they've been using biological warfare forever. They knew how to put smallpox into those blankets back in the 1800s or the 1600s. So who the fuck says all these different diseases that they've had tuberculosis, measles, chickenpox, this, that... Who's the fucking say they didn't release it into the population?
Right. Well, for the ones that were real. And then, like I've said before, some of them, I think all you needed was the scare tactic of saying it's real. And
well, they finally realized we don't even need the real virus.
Yeah. They really
don't.
You
know, with media and the way, I mean, back then there was no TV or anything. But nowadays, with media and the way things are, they could spread a fake story like wildfire.
Yeah, I believe it was problem, reaction, solution of the original. And then no problem, reaction, solution also seems to work very well.
Yeah.
It's just the myth of a problem. It's like when you tell a kid a scary story and he obeys your parents because he's afraid of whatever the consequences that wasn't there in the first place.
It's the boogeyman. It's the placebo effect.
And I feel like Ebola is the last time that worked successfully. Everybody I knew was terrified of Ebola. We never knew one person that had it. And now I think just that alone was such a great scare tactic that turned out to be an incredible hoax to everybody. That Zika, like I said, I've heard about this from nobody, at least in my personal life. Of course, with the internet, with Truth is Scary and the conscious circuit, I see it. But not like with Ebola.
Yeah, no, fucking Zika. Nobody cares. I mean, because it's, first of all, it's not something that affects anyone immediately, right? It's something that could affect you if you decide to have children. So it's like a lot of people, well, I don't want to have children. These people are older. They've already had their children. It's like, so I don't care. What do I care about the Zika virus? It's like me, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care about the Zika virus. I'm too old. I'm not having kids.
Yeah.
But what they wanted, I told you this, they want to scare your generation.
Yeah.
Into getting whatever vaccine this was so you don't have little-headed kids, which Monsanto created. You know what I mean? But, I mean, if you look at what else is going on in the world, you can see that anything that we've been talking about is coming to a head. Economies are crashing all over the fucking...
Yeah.
All over the world. You know, everybody's... Yeah. You know, economies are crashing. The war over there in Syria is escalating like crazy. Now Saudi Arabia wants to get involved. I mean, it's ready to roll, you know, but they're not reporting on that on mainstream. If you looked at mainstream and just watched mainstream, you would think that only Justice Scalia died and that Zika was a big deal, that a big giant health crisis. You would only know about the presidential elections and what's going on. You know what I mean? This is all they want you to see, all these big distractions, right? But the truth is, if you look on the internet and you look at some of the sites that we look at and look at sites from other countries, you would see that the escalation in Turkey and with Turkey, Syria, Russian, Saudi Arabia is fucking ready to pop. There's economies crashing all over the fucking world, and every now and then they'll mention Japan or China, one of the big ones. But there's small countries, too, that are just collapsing, you know? So it's like they don't want you to know that, what's happening as far as all that. And, of course, there's tons of weather shit going on, you know what I mean? Natural.
Yeah,
all kinds of natural shit all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're distracting you from the truth of what's going on. And then, of course, you have all the space shit, you know, that's going on. And that they don't even, you know, bother to mention that a meteorite killed somebody in their backyard. You know, it becomes a fucking, you know, novelty news story.
Yeah.
Filler. Oh, by the way, a meteor came down and killed a guy in his backyard. Well, why the fuck did a meteor, you know what I mean? Why have we been having so many fucking meteors and so many asteroids
in coming, such a short amount of time?
Right. Coming so close to the planet. Why? Because there's a disturbance in the fucking galaxy.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what it is. You know, that's why they threw that little story out there. Oh, yeah, we did see a ninth planet. There is a ninth planet out there, but, you know, don't worry.
That could be fucking disturbing.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the ninth planet that's out there that comes around every 22,000 years. You know, they did announce that. They did say it. They discovered this ninth planet and all this stuff. What they're not telling you is that it's on its way. You know, know what I mean? And so, you know, that's all the different stuff that they're trying to distract the regular people from. And they don't want them finding out. Do you think they like the fact that Donald Trump brought up fucking 9/11 again? And now everybody's looking at it again? And you're going to start seeing people, right?
Yeah.
More people are going to wake up to the truth.
So now basically they got to get him the hell out of there. They got to get him away from the fucking podium.
Oh, soon. Yeah, they're scared.
They have to, because I guess they're realizing that he's somebody that it's not responsible to even have him on television.
Right.
What do they do with the rest of the guys? Eventually, they can't let him on television anymore.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon.
Yeah.
He's a fucking loose cannon.
Yeah, he's not really controllable. And it's like these other guys, they were made to be examples of nut jobs. I don't know if Donald Trump is the same. I thought he was pretty legit.
Right, but he has said some pretty outrageous stuff.
Yeah.
That is not, like, even me as a truther, I don't know that I would want him representing me.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So that's where I get on the fence about the whole ordeal, but they got a guy who's still in a fair, supposedly as we're supposed to perceive it, presidential election, who's saying this crazy shit. Like, what, do they stop it midway? You know what I mean?
They can't.
So now it's on.
It's on.
Like anything goes with him.
Yeah.
The one thing that just seems to stay the same is that the public finds him interesting, whether they hate him or they love him. You know, either way, it's good.
Yeah.
For him.
I mean, yeah, it is good. But the truth of the matter is he's a reality TV star and a businessman.
Right.
He knows nothing about politics, and he has a hair, you know, he's a bad temper, obviously. Very, you know, flies off the handle. No, but like I said, anybody with Hillary, please, something needs to happen to her. Because look at her, man. She looks, have you seen the way she dresses?
Yeah.
Have you seen the memes that are out there comparing Kim Jong
Yeah, and I've
Hillary.
Seen all of them. They fuck with her hard. They do.
And I don't know why there's still a segment of the public that believes this bitch can even run a country or that she's even for real. I think she's got a puppet master behind her just fucking with his hand up her ass.
Yeah.
I mean, really, she's fat. She looks fucking nasty, and she just says the same shit all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And they're constantly seeing ways that she lied for her political aspirations.
Yeah.
She was against gay marriage for years and years and years.
And you can pull that footage right now.
Right, and she still denies it.
People will say it's a cheap shot, you took it out of context. I could pull up the interview right now if we weren't on the fucking air.
Yeah, and they've tried to call her on it, and she always fucking denies it, and she still gets away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. She's a complete liar. And like we're talking about, it seems like people just don't want to hold up the act anymore. Bill Clinton brings her on stage at a rally, introduces her by saying, God, if I could say what's really on my mind about my wife, you know, she probably wouldn't be on this stage or something along the lines of that. And then introduces her. Like, that went viral. Like, what the fuck are you? This is someone who's running for president. It's your wife.
Yeah.
And even if it's supposed to be, like, joking, like, oh, like, you know, just some husband and wife shit.
Right.
You say that, bringing on this woman who's already known as a fucking notorious liar.
Right.
Introducing her to a crowd of people, like, it just, it's like you said back in the day, like with your father, who's a very politically engaged guy, and
right.
you would watch debates that were 100% serious. And
right.
I don't even know what it's like to see that unless I go look at history books or I look back in time, whether
right.
it be fake history, whatever we want to call it or how we want to look at it. It's not taken seriously whatsoever.
News was news.
Yeah, news was news, right? So you're saying it was like 100% like get down to business.
And whether it was or wasn't, we know elections have been rigged for years.
Yeah.
But it looked legit. They put
That's what I'm talking
on
about.
The air.
Yeah.
It looked respectable. Like, this is fucking legit politics and you should pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you know.
I think it shows that to manipulate the American public, it had to become, in the world, it had to become more of a popularity contest, because it seems like what was pop and what was hip and what was entertaining people seemed to be the greatest control mechanism.
And
we've seen that through entertainment, so the politicians take the same stance now.
Case in point.
Yeah.
I'm on the internet today. I see a video. They went to colleges around the country and asked them questions, okay? So the first question they ask is, who won the Civil War? That's about 10 people. One person got it right. These are college students, dude. People who paid good money to be in college. These are not high school kids. These are not middle school kids who may not have had history. These are college students who are supposed to have been educated to the point where they could get into a fucking college, okay? Not one of them knew the fucking answer. Only one. Only one fucking person.
You said one out of 10?
One out of 10, maybe even more, 10 or 12. I don't know.
Yeah.
One. Okay, then the next question, who's the president of the United States? Vice president. Who's the vice president?
Oh, I could see that.
Same deal. One person knew.
Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden's less of a celebrity.
Right. Now, they asked one more question that they didn't know. I forgot. It was about what year some war was fought. But either way, only one person knew.
Yeah.
Three serious questions about politics and history, right? So then they say, what show is Snooki on? Every fucking person got it right.
Yeah.
Who's Brad Pitt married to? Every fucking person.
Right.
Same people they were asking, too. In other words, they asked the same people four different questions, but then they just edit it for each question. So they would go back to the same people who didn't know the Civil War, but they knew Snooki. And then the last one was like, okay, so who's Brad Pitt's wife? And then they said, so who was his wife before that? Everybody knew it. Jennifer Aniston.
I didn't even remember that.
Everybody fucking knew the pop culture questions. Nobody knew the history and the political questions. And these are college fucking students. This is not high school. These are people who supposedly had to go through an entrance exam, through some kind of fucking screening process to get into that college. And they weren't community colleges. They were big colleges they were going to. And this is what the fucking, this is the generation that we are fucking raising.
Yeah.
Who doesn't even, and you didn't even, right? Didn't even graduate high school, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest.
And you knew
that.
The answers, right?
I knew answers to all of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe Biden, the North. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's simple shit. I paid attention enough to know that. And,
yeah.
But I also did my own research on the side and ignored the public education that said you can't educate yourself.
These are morons.
You know, whatever the case is, what's true and what's not true. But it just shows that, like David Icke said, the new religion of celebrity.
Yeah.
These are our idols. These are the people we learn from. Because occasionally, these dumbass people try to sound smart. And it's like, if you seemingly sound like, basically, you just have to sound like you're engaged and seemingly passionate enough about an issue as a celebrity. And then whatever the fuck you say about it is what people go by, and what especially young people go by. It doesn't have to be anything intelligent. Sometimes you'll see an internet meme making fun of somebody who's a dumbass celebrity. But for the most part, these are the people that the kids worship, they listen to. And like you said, point case. The bottom line is that entertainment seems to be the best control mechanism, at least for this generation.
Exactly. A reality TV star is running for fucking president.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it was bad enough Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Yeah. I was just
and they made
say
fun
that.
Of him for that.
Yeah.
But he was a puppet. Everybody knew it.
Yeah.
An actor, you're a spokesperson. Donald Trump isn't a puppet. At least he's not acting like one right now.
He's not.
He could. He probably is. I mean, yeah. I'm sure everybody's a fucking puppet, whether they know it or not. You know, and in this, anybody in public life. You know, not us.
I mean, shit. Can I tag 2015, the year that we put the kibosh on the truthers? Like, that's what it really seems
2016.
Like. 2016. Did I say 2015?
Yeah.
2016.
Well, not yet. I mean, you know, I want to see what happens with this. I want to see how many sites go down and how serious they are about it. But it looks like Twitter's getting into the fucking censorship game, and Europe is really cracking down on fucking conspiracies.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot. I think it was France declared war on conspiracies. They don't want young kids reading about conspiracy theories. So for all I know, it's France who's fucking instituting this stuff against David Icke. Because they're, ever since those attacks, they have been gung-ho with fucking censorship, everything, security, everything. They're in a constant state of emergency. They put it in their constitution.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's in Europe. See, people in America, you know, they just live their fucking, you know, they don't care about this stuff. They don't pay attention to what's going on in other parts of the world. But yeah, dude, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy out there right now. And it's only getting worse.
Yeah.
And you got to pay attention. Pay attention to the right thing.
Yeah.
Because they're like the magicians. You know how the magician does his tricks, right? It's always through distraction, right? You're not looking, he's doing, you know, he's got this thing, but meanwhile he's doing some shit over here, but he's flashing this hand in front of you.
Yeah.
Same magician shit is what they're pulling on the American fucking people.
Yeah, it's like I always say, it sounds typical, especially to come from a podcast like this, but I literally, when we're finished with this podcast, I go home, I'm going to watch those debates that I've missed. I've watched the ones up until this point. And it was literally like putting on my favorite TV show. Like, I wanted to see what happens in this plot, on this episode. Like, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
And I like these guys as characters.
Yeah.
I like these guys as characters in the roles that they're playing.
Oh, and they got them all in the Republicans anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great, yeah. Right? They got the Trump. They got Ted Cruz, who's the crazy fucking religious guy. And then they got Marco Rubio, who looks like a little kid.
I love these guys.
And then you got the bit players, you know?
And then you got Hillary Clinton, who's like the villain, and you love to hate her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got Trump, who's like, you know, the guy that we could sort of relate to, and Bernie Sanders, you could sort of relate to. I love to just listen to the man talk. You know, we know none of these people are going to change the country, but I love listening to these guys talk, except Hillary Clinton.
I can't stand her voice.
Because she's the one that we love to hate, but she's also probably one that'll become president because of that.
Yeah.
You know,
isn't that sad?
At the same time.
But they want her bad. Something needs to happen to her. Something needs to happen to her.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. She needs to commit suicide.
Yeah.
With a bullet to the chest. She needs the pillow over her fucking face.
Yeah.
Like Justice Scalia. Or she needs a heart attack with the gun. The heart attack gun. You know what I mean? Or she needs a fake car accident. That just comes out of nowhere. You know what I mean? The blow exploding car.
Shit'll never happen. People have said that about politicians for years.
She needs to take a fall and get a concussion and lose her memory.
Nope.
She needs to start showing signs of Alzheimer's.
That'd be nice.
In public.
Signs of Alzheimer's.
Something. Something. Anything to stop her.
Yeah.
I would love that. Because as long as she's in the race, she's going to win. Something's got to take her out of the fucking race. That's the only way we are
I forget to pay attention sometimes to how she's doing in the polls, but I think she's doing good as of last time.
She's only 2 points ahead of Bernie Sanders, 44 to 42. But there's still 14% fucking undecided.
Yeah. It seems like the young people like Bernie Sanders.
They do, but they liked Obama too.
Right. It's the same type of thing.
It is. It's the same type of thing, but I don't know. Him being old and Jewish and all that, I don't know if it's going to fly as well as Obama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Hillary has the female thing behind her, but she doesn't have the young people.
Yeah.
They don't like her.
And the greatest, I'm not going to speak long on this, but the greatest example of how we're talking about the religion of celebrity and the fact that that's bled into politics and they needed celebrities to take on politics to keep the people
engaged.
Bled
into sports, too.
Yeah, is Sarah Palin. Because of how she was actually selected. They said the Obama campaign is interesting. McCain's is old and boring. So we are going to hire a woman who doesn't know literally a goddamn thing. I could have been his fucking VP.
Yeah.
Like literally knowing as much as I do about politics.
Yeah.
And they just said, we're going to give you a script. You're going to put on a good show. We have a black man who's running for president. That'll be history. We got a guy who was a war hero. And we have a woman as his VP, which would also be history. Either way.
See, they had to make a story out of it.
Yeah. Only problem is she fucked up. She's a bad actor.
Yeah. She's terrible. She couldn't follow the script. She went off script.
She went off script and she couldn't improvise.
Yeah. So they got rid of her.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got rid
of it. That's the perfect example of how you know. And there was McCain's top campaign advisor came out with all this. He said, listen, we needed to make a drastic move. I was in this to win. That was my job. So what do? We have to have the battle of celebrities.
Yeah.
And that's just something to always remember. And that's not a conspiracy or nothing. That's a public-ass story because the people who put this together were so embarrassed by that campaign. They had to say, listen, we made a bad move. This is the real deal. This woman doesn't know anything. She's an actor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And she sucked. And she comes out and endorses Trump.
Yeah.
Like it means anything.
She didn't say shit.
Like it means anything. Like it fucking means anything, you know? Like she ever meant anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, she had her 15 minutes of fame, you know, mm-hmm. and she's still trying to milk it.
And she still hangs around, too. So she come. If you ever, I actually did give it and watch it, and it's the most typical thing in the world now to hate on Sarah Palin, especially the position she was given. She was just somebody who was given this part that she didn't fucking need, wasn't qualified for,
right.
And she owned the moment of the spotlight and is still trying to carry that on. She just comes out like, whoop-de-doo, Trump, he gonna kick ISIS's ass, and he's out here just doing all these great things, and, like, people are applauding. I'm like, this is fucking nuts.
Yeah, this is nuts. Yeah. It's like a cartoon. You can't believe it's happening.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Trump video that he did with the little girls?
I don't think so.
And oh my God, you have to look that up. It's a Trump
recent
song he made up with a little dance that goes along. It was something they performed before one of his rallies. And it's this little song about how Trump is going to make America great. And I think they only performed it once because it got so much flack. They never did it again. But try and look it up on the internet. I posted it on the site. It was fucking creepy. It looked like something that North Korea would do.
Yeah.
It had that creepy vibe about it where they sing this droning, na, na, na.
Of the robot obedience.
Right. Children. And it's like this. Yes. It had the same vibe, and it had little girl like cheerleaders. Like, we're talking little girl, 13, 14, 15-year-old girls.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
And it just reminded me of a North Korea type of propaganda shit where they talk about how great the leader is. We love our leader. And it's the same shit. Trump is great. He's going to make the country. He's going to kick the enemy's ass. It's really fucking creepy.
It's fucking stupid. That's like what Sarah Palin was saying. And I already have, like, my grandparents are strong Republicans. My grandmother's always already saying to us and the grandkids, we're going to grow up and be just like Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh, you gotta give me a fucking break. Like, I like the dude, too. Like, you know, as the actor in the position of the role.
Oh, he was great. But, he was great on The Celebrity Apprentice.
But it just seems like Republicans always, even before I knew what I know now about the world and politics, I know it's all bullshit now, but even when I thought this shit was real, I always thought Republicans and older Republicans seemed to show some allegiance to the party that, like, they didn't give a fuck what anybody in that party was saying. They, like, my grandparents loved Sarah Palin. Can you even comprehend what the fucking woman's saying?
Right.
But she's Republican, and we're proud to be a Republican.
Right.
That's always interesting to me.
Yeah, very much so. You know? Very much. Very dedicated to the party.
Yeah.
Because it's a republic. They believe in, supposedly. You know, Republicans came from the point where they believed that the country should be a republic. A sovereign republic. You know, like what it was meant to be. And then the Democrats are like the opposition party who want to just change, you know, make it more of a like global type of society.
Even traditionally, it seemed to be too radical for Republicans, it seemed like.
Yeah, but nowadays they're the same thing.
Yeah.
The same fucking thing. There's no difference in their political standpoints because they all end up doing the same thing, catering to the rich and the bankers and the fucking other political interests, whether it doesn't matter which party they come from. Really doesn't. It just matters which political interests and which banks and which fucking, you know, big corporations they cater to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Obama hasn't done shit for the fucking middle class. If he did, they wouldn't be all suffering.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at the fucking results.
Yeah.
People can try and say Obama's record is great and all these Obama nuts who are out there who still think he's a fucking awesome president. I don't know where the fuck they come from. Are always posting this shit about his great record and what he did. And it's all lies. It's all just trumped up, fluffed up fucking lies.
Yeah. A lot of stats that...
Because you've got to look at the results.
Exactly. There's a lot of stats that you could see in an article that people don't do the research on. It's just, oh, so Obama was up in this, he improved this. Yeah. And you just look at that and you go, yeah, he was a good president. Like, what the fuck is that?
No, bullshit. What's up going on in the country?
Yeah.
How are we living right now?
How has the world been for the past couple of years? And that's what I'll just never understand about politics. Like, even if you are not awake, even if you are not into a podcast like The Red Pill.
Or anything.
Do people who are completely asleep, so fucking asleep they're snoring, not see that, like, president after president, we get excited about these new figures, and for the most part, nothing really changes.
Only gets worse.
Yeah, a war ends, a new war begins, you know, gas prices go up, they go down, they come up again, like, but nothing really crucial changes.
No.
And that just challenges...
Because the real changes everything. That need to be made are structural changes to our government and our system.
Yeah.
The way it works, the Electoral College, the way presidents are elected in general, all of that shit, Congress, all of it doesn't fucking work anymore. None of it. The fucking Federal Reserve, the fucking Supreme Court, none of it works anymore. It's all fixed and it's all corrupt. That is the problem. Every part of this government that those forefathers, Mason motherfuckers, set up, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. It looked good on paper. And basically, for all you who don't know, it's based on the Roman fucking model. Of the Roman Empire, really. The president is no more than the Caesar. Mm-hmm. And then he had to go to the Senate and to plead. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the same fucking shit. It's just now with many states, they had to set up that secondary system of the representatives. But it's the same fucking shit.
Yeah.
Same shit as the Roman Empire. But it's corrupt. It doesn't work anymore. It is so infiltrated with money. And all that corruption, it doesn't need to be just fucking scrapped.
And that's what I say to people who aren't awake, because like we've always talked about, like, we don't want to be the guys that are going around telling people who don't want to hear this shit, hey, wake the fuck up, you have to hear this information. You would tell me, like, wait till somebody comes to you, like I came to you, like I came to people when I wanted more information about what I was learning about. And that's what I tell people who are still sort of asleep. I just say to them, like, okay, we don't have to say that there's an Illuminati, whatever. If you really don't want to get into the truth, that's fine. But do you look at our government? Do you look at politics? Do you look at both parties? Do you look at the way the world's run? And do you not say it's corrupt as a motherfucker with lack of conspiracy-associated lingo? Yeah. They say, oh, the world is completely corrupt. Politics is completely corrupt. And it's like, okay, so we're on the same page. You just don't want to know exactly how far it goes.
And you don't call it a conspiracy, but they don't want to call it a conspiracy. But really, what they don't understand is the definition. Definition of conspiracy is when two or more people get together to do something clandestine behind the public's, you know, back.
Yeah.
So it's happening all the time because corruption in itself is a conspiracy.
Yes.
So if people will admit that the government is corrupt, then they're admitting there's a conspiracy because corruption is a conspiracy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But people go, oh yeah, the government's corrupt. Oh yeah, they're okay. Then there's a conspiracy. There is conspiracy between the bankers and the corporations to control the public, to control the world, to control the resources. You can call it corruption. You can call it lobbying. You can call it whatever the fuck you want. It's a conspiracy. And they've made that name, you know what I mean, to make people seem like they're fucking crazy. But the conspiracy, the real definition of it is pretty blatant, pretty bland. And it's happening all the fucking time. The world is nothing but a conspiracy. Dude, if you, me, and two other people get together and put a plan together to start a business, we're doing a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because we're not telling anyone about it. Do you know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, conspiracy has a lot of different connotations.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, corruption is a conspiracy. So if you can admit that the government is corrupt, if you can admit that anything like that, then you can admit that there's a conspiracy going on.
As long as you're not one of those happy-go-lucky la-la motherfuckers that really thinks everything is perfect, which most people will admit is not at this point. They
right.
aren't that asleep anymore. It's corrupt, but they just think it doesn't go as deep as it does.
Right. And they don't care because it doesn't affect their life that much. But the problem is it's starting to.
Yeah.
And it's starting to affect more and more of the public's life. And that's why they're getting more and more awake and have more and more access to information. That's why they're trying to cut off the information that the public has access to. That's why guys like David Icke are getting cut off. That's why fucking Twitter is putting algorithms in and fucking getting committees together to decide what's politically correct. Give me a fucking break. You know what I mean? But that's the world we live in. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to, you know, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing until they shut me down. You know what I mean? Then I'll do it somewhere else.
I just want to end by saying, I just wonder how, this is one point, I just wonder how small it's going to get. Like, David Icke is basically like a superstar in the alternative media. Alex Jones, all these guys. Of course, they're going to go first. I have videos circulating over Facebook that conspiracy or conscious pages have shared 5,000, 6,000 views. I wonder if they would say, like, don't even bother with something like that. Don't even bother with something that's
not. Oh, they'll just algorithm it out so nobody gets to see it.
Oh, just as far as the protocol.
Yeah.
Just standard. That's easy to program into a website. Yeah,
yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Not and they so don't much. Even have to tell you.
Yeah.
I noticed my Facebook has less and less reach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every time they change an algorithm.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's fucked up, dude. But they can control everything. It's fucked up. We're going to get to the point where nobody's going to be able to see anything but state-sponsored fucking media.
Yeah.
Which is like China or, you know, anything else, like communism, but...
We're going to have to get people to fucking gather in the streets while we talk?
Yes.
Like a rap cipher.
Yes, like the old days, dude.
Yeah.
Who the fuck... Where did you think Plato and Socrates spewed their shit? In the fucking town center.
Yeah.
Gonna have to go back to that.
Yeah.
And printed material. Have to get a printing press a little more.
Yeah.
Dude, Hunger Games ain't far off. I'm tell you right now.
Not at all, man.
No.
And everybody's ready for it because they love those movies anyways.
But they're preparing them for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not going to get involved in no fucking Hunger Games. I'm going fucking... I'm getting out of here.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think it's been a damn good podcast.
Yeah, it was fun. We'll see you all next week. We don't know which day, but you just have to keep your eyes on Twitter if they don't algorithm us out of your fucking feed for the next one. It'll either be next Wednesday or Saturday. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, my man just went on like a verbal roll that, like, if we were rapping in a studio and you were making the same points, we would slap hands and say that's like a great verse. Like, that was like beautifully stated. Beats. Like, some of the points that this genius has made has been beautifully stated. And if you agree with what we're talking about right now, share this around to the other conscious homies and anybody else that you feel needs to hear this information, because this is the serious time for this.
Please
because
do.
This
yeah.
information might not be available to everybody who needs to.
And
needs
I'm
to
telling
reach to much longer.
Watch the summer. Summer's going to be big. Big summer. That's all I can say.
All right, everybody.
All right, check us out. Facebook, Twitter, as long as they let us. Twitter, Periscope, truthiscary.com, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube. You can get us in a lot of places. Please share us, like Kevin said. Now's the time. We need to get out there and get the truth spread.
While we still can.
Yep. All right, everybody. Peace. See you next time.
Later.